Hello and welcome to Coffee Talk with Rob and Greg. We're up to episode 20 now. My name is Rob.
My name is Greg. How are you doing, guys? Today we're glad to be back and we want to talk a little bit about some of the trips we've had recently and how that's really helped us to get away from what we're doing day to day and really look at things from a new perspective. So do you want to start talking a little bit, Rob, about your recent trip to LA?
Obviously the last podcast we had Nikki on, and that was a really good podcast.
That was great.
In the time since then, I've been on pretty much my dream holiday that I've wanted to go up to for years and years, to Los Angeles. And thank you to the beauty that is Norwegian Airlines having a massive sale on. I got a ridiculously cheap flight out to LA. And I spent 10 days out there. I stayed in Hollywood. Hollywood is certainly an interesting place. It's not quite as glamorous as you'd think, and what the impression that you get from the movies.
That's right, yeah.
Parts of it that were quite dirty, I thought. And literally everywhere you walk out there, you've got someone trying to sell you their mixtape, or they're trying to sell you onto some kind of tour, and they're like, well, come on this tour, come see the stars' homes, go see the Hollywood sign. Like, I've seen all of that myself for free.
Hey, yo, buy a tape.
I don't need to buy your tour. And then they just hand you a mixtape. I'm like, no mixtape.
And their trousers down by their sort of ankles, sort of thing.
But the place I'm staying was really good. Stayed in the hostel, met some cool people out there.
Nice.
A lot of people from Australia, a lot of Germans, funny enough. And a few Brits, actually. I did meet a few Brits out there. I spent a few times, went down to the beach a few times, Venice Beach, went up to Santa Monica. It's interesting. I thought that Santa Monica Pier was like a bit disappointing because it was basically just like Western Supermare Pier, but in America. Like it was your typical British seaside town pier. It had like your rides and then your arcade machines and overpriced food.
Tacky in that.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing, is I've been to California, maybe 11, 12 times, luckily, and I've explored from the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying. There are the really tacky, dirty bits, and there are drug problems and things like that. You got to be careful.
Yeah,
the beach itself
is like it's a really nice beach. There's lots of people around there, lots going on, lots of cool stores, and some really amazing food down there as well. Like I had this massive burger that was really good. I had a pizza down there that was good. And then you've got all these like little ice cream stores as well, some really good ice cream. Mm. Another interesting fact, obviously, part of the reason I wanted to go out there was for the fitness scene. So I went down to Muscle Beach, where they've got the little outdoor gym, and then behind that is the bit I was actually more interested in. Like, I wasn't actually that bothered about going in and doing a workout on the beach. Because you had to pay $10 to go, and I'm like, literally all I'm coming in here for is just to get a selfie. Like, I may as well just take a selfie in front of it, which I did. And then I went into the beach where they've got like a calisthenics area, so you got the rings and like the pull-up bars, and that bit I actually really liked, and I filmed some content down there. Got some marketing assets.
Oh, good.
It's nice. And Santa Monica again, they've got the same sort of thing. They've got like a bit where it's got the rings and it's got the pull-up bars, etc. And I took a trip to in what the fitness industry is known as the Mecca, Gold's Gym, which is where like the likes of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lou Ferrigno, who is known as the Incredible Hulk, is where they used to train.
Stallone, is he down there?
Yeah, he probably has been down there. Yeah, like they do get a lot of celebrities there. And interestingly, I went in. I tried to get a 3-day pass online because they have like a thing where like you can come in for a 3-day trial. But it turns out you've got to be a local resident to get that. And I think they heard my accent and were like, we want to see some ID. And I'm like, I've got English ID. And they're like, no, it must be California ID. So I then had to pay $40 just for one gym session. But it was worth it when I walked in and I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger was in there training, who, interestingly enough, he sees the value of having your own coach. He had his own coach.
Very good.
Yeah, he had his own coach. He was putting him through his paces.
That's interesting, because actually most great people do have coaches in some way or another.
Yeah.
And, they see the value in it, and obviously it helps to motivate them to stay on track, doesn't it?
What's interesting is he's 71 years old and he's still going to the gym, and still going to the same gym that gym was what made him. It's like what made his career.
Took him from nobody to somebody, kind of thing.
You know, from this bloke who just come over from Austria and was trying to make a name for himself, and that, he became this mega famous bodybuilder and now an actor, businessman, politician. He's done all sorts. And he still goes in there and trains. He's still got that discipline. And at 71 years old, he's still looking in incredible shape.
So all in all, you had a great time over in LA, a great experience. And yeah. Is it giving you the travel bug?
It definitely has. It's made me want to go travelling more. You know, I've spent a lot of time recently looking at the Ryanair website to see where it's got the cheap holidays. But I think the main thing really is because I went out there on my own. I had a lot of time to myself to just think about things and what I wanted to do. And I was like, I definitely know I want to do a bit more of the online coaching side of things so that I can travel. But also, you know, I'd like to go travelling. And then I was just thinking about changing my business model a bit as well and moving towards less of the one-to-one stuff, which is quite draining. And obviously with the one-to-one stuff, if you lose someone, you suddenly lose a big chunk of your income. And I decided that now the change I'm going through is I'm moving towards what's called semi-private personal training, which is where you train a small group of people. They still have like their own workout to follow, but basically the way you do it is everybody does the same plan, but to give them their own individualized element, you give them progressions and regressions. So say someone is really good at push-ups, you give them a harder version of push-ups. Yeah. Say so another person in the session couldn't do push-ups, you'd give them an easier version of push-ups to do. So that's kind of how you personalize it for the individual.
And it's interesting what Rob's saying, and it's what I do with coaching as well, is do group coaching. So I work with several people at a time and only do like one call a week. So what we're doing is leveraging our time so that we can do, you know, more or less or whatever we want to do. And actually Rob touched on the fact that he was able to get away and see things from a different perspective, and I think that's so important. Even if you can't kind of afford to go on a holiday and you could just go out into your park and play football or something,
yeah,
sometimes you just got to change the situation you're in, yeah, or the position you're in, haven't you?
Yeah, and I mean, the whole part of the whole reason for going on this trip was it was going to be like a business development type of trip. Yeah. So I was going to obviously go out there, see the fitness scene and see the things that I've always wanted to see, and just, you know, see for myself that it's all real. But then also it's just time off work, not thinking about work, and just having a chance to have a think about what I want to actually do, where do I want to take this.
Yeah, and seeing what ideas come up.
Yeah.
And seeing how you can sort of, you know, push your business forward with new ideas and a new way of doing
things. Yeah, and while I was out there, you know, I put out a lot of content and I put up loads of posts, and like people seem to enjoy that. And I was like, this is just it's giving me so many ideas for posts as well. Do you know what I found really interesting while I was out there? I didn't see many overweight people. The only overweight people that I saw were the tourists. And it gave me an idea to think about. So why is it that, you know, that over there people are so slim, and yet in other countries we struggle? And interestingly enough, California and LA is got one of the lower obesity rates.
There's a lot of fitness consciousness there, isn't it?
And what I realise is because you have to walk everywhere, and it takes you like at least half an hour, an hour to get everywhere if you walk.
Yeah.
They have like in public places, they have like water fountains literally everywhere where you can get water. Yeah, they have quite large portion sizes, but in the supermarkets, like the amount of fresh and minimally processed food that they have is quite high. Like Trader Joe's, I was really impressed with all the fresh produce, the high quality meat. You know, it didn't have all the additives and preservatives that a lot of other stuff does.
Cool. So Rob actually mentioned just now as well that he trained in the same gym as saw Arnie, who was originally from Austria.
Yeah.
I was recently in Austria, Rob, funny enough, and I was on my first ski trip. So, you know, it costs quite a lot of money to go skiing. I don't know if you're aware, but it's quite an expensive hobby. And my partner and I have never been, so it was basically a whole new learning experience. And it was good for me to get away as well, because I've been taking some time off business, because, you know, sometimes you just need that break. You had a break when you were away.
Yeah.
I'm kind of having a break right now. And I'm just focusing on my family, because I've got a lot of family commitments and stuff. But whilst I was away, I really tried my hardest to learn to ski. And I eventually got to the point where I could pretty much do a blue run, which isn't a massive wow factor or anything, but I was able to essentially ski down and keep that that balance. I hate to say that word, but, you know, leaning forward.
That word that you never talk about. You never talk about balance.
Didn't I write a book about that, Rob, once?
I think you might have. I'm not sure. I don't think you've ever mentioned it.
That's
before.
Right. Yeah, I wrote a book about it, didn't I?
Yeah.
So the funny thing was, there was this whole new culture to me of people who are going skiing, walking around in these huge plastic boots, and then getting really smashed afterwards on Jägermeister.
Yeah.
So we were pretty much part of this tribe for, what, best part of a week, 9 days, you know?
Yeah.
Beautiful mountains, you know, snow everywhere, and we went in this wonderful luxurious spa and we just had a massage and, you know, really spent time enjoying ourselves, but we also went to it's called an Ice Q Glass restaurant up in the mountains, which is a James Bond themed restaurant, and we had this absolutely divine meal, one of the tastiest meals I've ever had. I think it's 5 or 6 course meal, you know, and it was absolutely exquisite, and the drinks to match as well, so we had the matching wines. So I had a fantastic meal there, and it was a fantastic holiday, but also it was a time for me to literally not think at all about strategy, about business, about anything. I needed to give my mind a rest and re-energize it and just focus on skiing alone. And by doing so, I was able to come back here with a whole new perspective, and I could see things way more clearly in what I had to do. So I had a hell of a good time skiing. I'm not saying that I'm going to become an amazing skier, because it's not something I'm really passionate about. But yeah, I've tried it. And actually, Rob, you know, went and followed his dream and went to LA. So, you know, I think you've got to follow your dreams. You've got to do what you've always wanted to do. What's on that, you know, people say bucket list or whatever. But try and do the things that you really want to do. And if, you know, you need to create a different way of looking at things, like we have, by going away, then take some time out to change up what you're doing. You know, analyse what's going on in your relationships, your business, your work. Is it right for you?
And I think as well, like, having a clear vision and a clear image in your head of what you want to do, where you want to go, helps. Like, I've had like this vision and this on my bucket list for ages, that I wanted to go to LA.
Yeah.
And I had this picture on my phone of Muscle Beach, and like I went there and I made it happen.
Yeah.
But like I said to myself when I saw this sale, I was like, if I don't book this, I'm probably never going to go, and I'm going to regret not booking this flight.
Yeah.
So I booked it. Like, I was like, I can't really afford it right now, but I'll book it anyway.
You went for it.
I went for it, and I'm glad I did. It was a good experience. I won't forget that trip. That was a life-changing trip, and I think I will definitely want to, if I can, try and go back out there again as soon as I possibly can. And it's interesting, I still keep getting spammed by adverts on Facebook for Norwegian Airlines, being like, hey, look,
we've got an offer.
We've got an offer. Flights to LA from £169. I'm like, don't tempt me.
Funny enough, I'm actually going to Sweden in 2 weeks, to Stockholm, because I've never been to Sweden. So just a long weekend break, really, again, to get away and to look at other stories I can put into some of my books that I'm writing. So it's always good when you're travelling, because you're going to add things to your experiences and put them into stuff you write about. And if you guys out there have got a book or a blog or a podcast, remember, you can use your travel experiences to share with people. You know, people want to know about other people's travels, don't they? They want to know what's going on in other people's lives.
Instagram seems to be all about a lot of people like sharing their holiday photos and what they're up to. I mean, yeah, I did spam Instagram a fair bit with photos while I was on holiday.
Yeah.
But you know, people seem to like that.
Yeah.
They like that. They like knowing what people are up to, and you know, people love sharing their holiday pictures because it makes them look all cool on Instagram.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if one of your goals is to go traveling or to do something in particular, get a dream career, whatever it is, you can also contact Rob or I, because Rob obviously is a fitness expert. I build small businesses, so I help you develop your passions into a business model. So if you need an expert or any advice from either of us two, then you know you can contact us anytime with any messages. And if you want to feature on this podcast, you're someone with maybe a book on mindset or fitness, or you're some kind of influencer or professional in the health industry, and you've had a life-altering experience in some way, then please do contact us, because we'd love to hear from you and perhaps get you onto this show, like we have with a couple of other guests.
Yeah, we've had a few guests on. Like, we had Owen Morgan from the Health Heroes, and we had Nikki Marshall from Discover Your Bounce on the last episode, which do go back and listen to if you haven't already, because she shared a lot of valuable stuff in there, and I'm certain we'll get her back on again in the future. But yeah, we'd love to get some more guests on. The other thing that really helps us out as well is, if you listen to this and you get a lot of value from us talking, please do go and share this on your Instagram story. Tag me in at @Arlie_fitness and at @GregDTC. Please do leave a review, share the link on social media, etc.
Because
the more people we can get to hear this, the better. And the more people that listen, the more reviews we have, the better quality of guests that we can get onto the show.
Exactly. And if you like hearing us, then please do what Rob just said, and you know, get the word out there, because we love to bring as much value as we can and have at least a few different messages in each podcast to help someone. So if you feel like we're helpful, fantastic. We love helping you. And Where can they find you, Rob?
Basically, the best place is go to my website, arlete-fitness.com, or Instagram is where I'm probably most active on social media, at arlete_fitness. I do post a lot on Facebook. I've been experimenting a little bit more with Facebook content recently. So yeah, that's where you can find me. And yourself, Greg?
And Greg, me. Greg me. If you just type in my name, Greg Dettisi, GREGDETISI to Google, you'll find my books, my website, the podcast, all the other stuff there. You can just contact me anytime with any questions you may have about anything about Rob and I, and I'll be happy to have a chat with you.
Yeah, we'll be back soon with another episode and hopefully some more guests on. Like we said already, do share the link to the podcast on your social media, share screenshots on your Instagram stories, etc. And please do leave a review if you get value from it, because again, the more people that review, the better quality guests we can get, and the more people that listen again, better quality guests.
Well, have an awesome week, guys, and we'll see you on the next episode, which is coming up soon.
Speak to you soon. Bye.